Public Welfare and Safety, Mr. Harris. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
We swapped now.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to call the Public Welfare, Safety, and Public Relations Committee to order February 9th, 2026, time is 6:03 p.m. We're in council chambers. All members of my committee are present, including myself as chair. Mr. Moore, co-chair, Ms. Gerhart as a member. All other council members are present, and guests noted on my sheet. We have no requests for legislation. We have no pending legislation. We do have some miscellaneous. Mrs. Miller, would you like to step up, please?
Sure.
And I'd like to thank the council members that responded to my email for a special meeting that was requested several weeks ago and went unanswered. Mrs. Miller, can you give us the total cost if we have it?
It is $14,762 is the last three numbers. I know it's $14,007.
Okay. That's for the both investigations then?
Correct.
Okay. And then have those been forwarded to the Attorney General's office?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other council members have anything? Mr. Moore.
Have they been accepted or provided time?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was asked to forward them I was asked for them, and I called and asked if they would receive them, and they did.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Moore.
So if they received them, will they notify you then, like, of next step?
I would hope they would.
Okay, I would.
It's a large organization. I have to make sure I can find myself again and contact them, but I'm going to give them time. They might not ever respond. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
To be clear, I've never done this before, and I really don't know anyone else that has. So I'm not, other than the most experience I've ever had with the Attorney General assisting on local issues are police involved shootings. That's not this, so.
Mr. Stoll.
Yeah, I believe that there was recommendations for disciplinary actions. Have any disciplinary actions taken place?
Yes, I know that the AFSCME employee received a verbal warning, and the recommendation for the mayor's administrative assistant was a day, and I received a day suspension, and I received an email today that that's occurring.
Okay, thank you.
Any other council members that would like to speak about this? Ms. Gerhart?
So that's the disciplinary review. What other things have been put in place to prevent that from happening again?
Right, so a law firm in Columbus, one of the women who is a partner at that law firm, she also serves on a lot of committees in statewide. She's also a law director as well. And when the first investigation was completed, we talked to her about what next steps would she recommend. She recommended a training. So as you received, and apologies, I was not clear with Ms. Eisman that should go to all the elected officials. So she did send them to what she thought was the elected officials, which was myself, Mayor, Jeremy, Katie Reed, Judge Stevenson, and Judge McKinney. And so when she got that back to me today, she said, everyone signed up. And I said, she said, all six of the elected officials. I said, well, what about council? She's like, oh no, so that's why the email went out today.
That's for the ethics training.
Yep, that's for ethics training. So live ethics training will occur for elected officials and department heads. All employees will receive ethics training, but it will be on a recorded, you can view it on your time. If you have, employees who work all 24 hours a day, it's impossible to get them all in for live training. That would cost, a lot of money. So her recommendation was that department heads attend a live session and that all the other employees review it on their own time in their schedule at work.
And that's mandatory?
It is mandatory, yes. Obviously, she wrote mandatory on yours, of course. We have no authority to tell you that you have to do something. But, you know, just in terms of the rest of us, we're all attending it. All the other elected officials are attending it. I mean, the judges are attending it, and they surely don't have to attend it. But they are. And so I think that sets a great example.
When's the deadline to sign up?
I think you could just sign up. It obviously okay. Just got it today. Yeah. So I can't imagine why you couldn't sign up.
So, I mean, it's for the 19th.
It's the one that's coming up, right?
There was two on the 19th and earlier the one in Oregon.
Okay, yes, it's the 19th. Yeah.
Okay.
They each had openings for 30, and when I signed up, both were half full.
Okay. So I think no one was sure whether it would be more people would want to go to which one, so I think they made it an amount that could satisfy us. Everybody went on one or everyone went on the other.
Ms. Beck?
I don't know if I have necessarily any sort of questions, more or less kind of a statement, I guess. You know, I'm glad for the training. I know that was one of, you know, the very first go-around. So this points to a training problem. And even before this most recent one, I've noticed more and more coming through. So I'm grateful for that. But I do have to tell you, I feel like, and all of us here, even with as council members, I feel like we have all been making various mistakes lately, and these are kind of larger ones. It's troubling to me that not only do we not have training or access to training, it feels like there is such a lack of communication and a lack of willingness to work together with kind of, like, I know this is gonna sound very naive, but like open hearts. You know, and I think that all of us really need to take a look at ourselves and say, am I being that kind of like open person? Am I taking responsibility for our actions? You know I felt terrible when I realized I had gotten that email and I didn't say a word to anyone. I thought it was strange and I just went along with my day. You know, so I carry a measure of guilt as well. And, you know, we're spending tens of thousands of dollars on this investigation, where from the start it should have been, you know, there should have been action and responsibility taken. And, you know, all of this is falling on employees. We just read a letter that said how damaging this was to psyche and to morale and ability to do their jobs, our jobs. You know, it's sad. We're such a small town. We have just so many people in this town, and we're all trying to make it work. And I know we're all trying to make it work in the same direction. But, you know, there's responsibility that needs taken, and it's not on the little guys. You know, I'll put all of us as council members in here too, not in this respect of these two investigations, but we all have to do better, and we just have to do better and stop letting this, you know, spend money and fall on people who are just trying to do their jobs. I'm glad we're talking about this tonight, and I think that we all need to, every single person needs to take a look at themselves after tonight. How could I have done better? And alleviate some problems for people who are, they're just employees, they're trying to do their jobs. They're doing the best they can here. So that's really it.
Thank you.
I don't really understand what these are about. Is this about the man who made the golf ball thing?
Both. It's the ad and...
This would be the second investigation that occurred.
Okay.
Mrs. Miller briefed us a little bit 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago when I asked about it, whatever it was.
Okay.
So she kind of briefed us as to what everything was about regarding this investigation that we've looked at concerning the golf ball gun.
Okay. So this is costing us $14,000 to investigate?
For both of them.
Across the two.
This would be on with two investigations. One would have been the first one, which was the park ad, and then this one is the golf ball gun. So almost $15,000 out of the taxpayer money.
And this is a definite figure we've already spent?
Yes.
I think we approved $15,000.
Correct.
And this was what the bill finally came to.
Okay.
Mr. Stone.
Yeah, so I just want to say, I'm, you know, especially when I read letters like this, I'm just kind of disappointed at this situation, right? And
can I interrupt for a second? I am not familiar with whatever letter you're speaking.
Oh, sorry, it just came to us. It's from the
Mrs. Johnson.
Yes. So, you know, we are in a period of time right now, right? There's things that I control in my life, and there's things that I can't. And the times that we live in, I can't really control that. And as we look out there, there's a lot of people who are upset about executive branches of government doing things that they don't think should happen, right? I believe the large reason I'm sitting in this seat as an unknown person in Barberton, beating an incumbent who is well white, is because the people of Barberton were upset about how things were going. And then when I see little things like this, maybe different scale or scope or severity from what you see on the national news, but it rhymes with that. It rhymes with those same sort of, oh, what's the executive branch in the local government doing, right? So when people hear this, maybe this is less severe than a lot of other things that could happen, but this just gets in people's ear in the context of what's going on the big picture. And so, you know, I just feel sort of disappointed to be even like looking at this situation. I honestly just don't even know what to say, because for me, it's not about the money. It's not about $15,000 that we're paying for this. It's about now local government is being viewed in the same eye as the federal government, which a lot of people are having problems with right now, right? And so then that sort of, I don't know, the sort of suspiciousness of government, right? The lack of trust in government, the lack of trust in our democratic systems, like all of these little things just erodes at that. And it makes people, you know, just very cynical about this whole situation, right? So if we said, hey, you know what? I want to take care of, you know, people want to take care of whatever they think is going wrong at the federal level. Well, why even bother? Because the other side's going to do it. You have it at the local level. It's all across the board. And so to me, this is not about money. This is about, there's people that are trying to do their best, trying to figure this out, and they need support. There's all of us here trying to carry out good government, and crap like this just erodes that, and it makes all of our jobs harder. And it's just a risk to our entire way of government. So, yeah, I don't know what to do about this. I've read the reports. I'm very frustrated about this, and I'm a little bit disappointed in just how this has been handled. And I'm just like seeing that it's on the shoulders of an employee. Like, that is crazy to me. That's just insane. That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Foreman?
I feel the same way with Emily Beck and Chris, because the sad thing about it, there was no criminal intent by anybody. This was just a lapse, but I think an ethics is what the best thing is to explain what people should and shouldn't do, because when they're putting an ad in, you know, people say, oh yeah, it's an ad, go for it. And then the other situation with the golf ball, I mean, those, you know, my brother's a mechanic and he does things on the side, I mean, just to tinker, and that's all I felt this is. I mean, it was inappropriate, but he wasn't intending to do anything, and that's the sad thing about it. None of these people involved intended to do anything wrong, and they're being chastised for it. I mean, yeah, they need to be, you know, maybe just say, hey, yeah, discipline a little bit, but it's just a failure all around what happened here.
I'm gonna say something real quick. You talk about intent. Criminals don't go out and intend to commit a crime, but they commit a crime. There's still a violation within these investigations. A criminal law was violated. Section 9.03.
We're a charter community.
It's a state law.
We're not exempt from state law.
Right. Mr. Moore?
This might be for Ms. Ice, gonna kind of move on, like, a couple questions, maybe, I don't know.
I didn't know she was here.
Sure.
I knew you were here, I'd need you to get up here.
In this memo, or letter that we were given, it's talking about multiple concerns with lack of onboarding, training, and safety protocols that have been reported. Is there any confirmation that you can give of that? Because there was no proof given to us, and...
Well, I don't have the letter, so I'm unable to. What is your question?
If this employee, the administrative coordinator for the mayor, has reached out with raised concerns with HR about the lack of onboarding, training, and safety protocols for the city repeatedly.
I'm going to respond to that.
Okay.
I believe she reached out after the investigation. I don't believe she reached out to you before the investigation. That is
the first or second investigation?
Either. She reached out after the first investigation.
Okay. Never prior? In the past?
No.
4 years or however long she's been here? Okay.
No, neither has any other employee had this issue, nor with prior HR directors has this been an issue.
Okay. And then the only other concern I kind of see in here, honestly, with my skim of it, is she put in here that she, or they put in here that they work through lunch every day. Would that be, should she have a lunch break?
Should be clear. As many of you may or may not know, there's the Fair Labor Standards Act, and you're either a salaried employee or you're an hourly employee. My understanding is she's a salaried employee, correct?
Correct.
As mine are, as my administrative assistants are as well.
Thank you. Okay. Just wanted clarification on that.
She's probably choosing to work through her lunch versus.
I just wanted clarification on her status as an employee. Thank you.
I would also like to state that she is a direct appointment of the mayor. And I don't determine what her schedule is.
Sure. Ms. Gerhart, did you have some questions?
Well, I think most of the issues that have arose are the political problems. Like, most handbooks aren't going to cover that you shouldn't be working for a political campaign while on the clock, because
it is in the handbook.
And was that recently added, or has
it been in there?
So it's already in the handbook.
Just an employee handbook, sorry.
Yes.
Like an employee or something.
Okay. So I think most of the rules that were being broken are what you find out whenever you're going to work on a campaign. You can go to training at the Board of Elections, and ignorance of a rule or a law doesn't mean you get to break it.
I'd like to say that's also not an HR director's job to train an employee how to run a political campaign. I don't train. No director trains that.
No, because it's not supposed to be happening while you're working. So, in our charter, it says the mayor shall be the chief executive officer of the city. He shall supervise the administration of the city's affairs and shall exercise control over all departments and divisions. He shall be the chief conservator of the peace within the city and shall cause all laws and ordinances to be enforced. Do you want to talk about this, Mayor? Because I feel like it's more on, like, for you than Lisa and Jamie.
Well, and if you read the letter, my assistant also says that I was not a part of any conversation. I'll tell you this.
I've never used a golf gun at any of my golf outings. I never had plans to use this apparatus at any of my golf outings. I would not feel comfortable using it at one of my outings where I might be liable. So there was no plan ever to use this, or I was not aware that it was even being built, right? And I believe that when the employee was asked if they could do this, it was, are you capable of doing this? Because this employee does tinker around and build things. No one could find a key to the elevator. He went down and manufactured one. That's not easy to do. And so the employee took it upon themselves. According to him, on his lunch hour, put this together. Again, I've never used this apparatus in my golf outings. I have no plans, never had plans to use it. You need a generator to run the air compressor, to have someone that knows how to do it. Just too much work and too much liability, in my opinion, to use it. Now, as for the recommendations in both investigations, they were for training, right? And so my staff has or is currently doing, including myself, taking it upon ourselves to do as much training as we can. So whether that's the mandatory ethics training that is going to be happening, other ethics training provided through the AG's office or the auditor's office, fraud training, sunshine law, record retention, you name it, we are have either completed or underway of doing that.
I just feel like we could have saved $14,762 if you had came out and said, my office screwed up, I'm taking accountability, and I'm disciplining them for doing this.
So, and I may have done that if I would have known what the second investigation was. I didn't find out until much later. I don't recall the exact date or month that I found out what it was about. But yeah, I could have said, hey, I wasn't a part of any, we could have put the law to the side and worked on it and taken care of business much, much earlier.
Last question I would have for you, Mayor. What is the expectations for office coverage? I know you had both of your staff members at a non-city activity. I'm sure they took vacation time and everything, but that left your and Todd's office unmanned, because I think Todd was probably there too. So
there's times when offices are not manned. That could be any office. So whether their people are out for an activity, but they use their own time, or they're out for training, there's a lot of times when offices are not open. Doesn't happen all the time. It's very, very, it doesn't happen all the time. It's very, very thin or short when it does happen, right? So maybe a day here or there, but it doesn't happen very often.
So there isn't parameters that one has to alternate their lunch break, or one can take the day off,
you
know, has to work.
On a regular day, if, yes, we make sure that someone's in the office. And sometimes that's just me. Sometimes it's just Todd. Trying to work through work schedules, people being off, planned being off, or people calling off sick, or doctor's appointments, or something like that. We try to make sure that someone's in the office as best as we can.
Mr. Mayor, real quick. In both investigations, I do recall both of your statements were that you do not recall anything about either one, either investigation, you know, the happenings in the investigation. Would you take a polygraph for that?
But yes.
Okay.
Now listen, Mr. Harris, you see how close quarters there are, right? You could be sitting in my office and hear what's going on in another office. Doesn't mean that you were part of the conversation or that you really understand what's going on with the contents. So could I sit there and definitively say, I have never heard of someone saying something in the distance? No, I can't say that. Was there ever, and I told the attorney this, was there ever a meeting, a sit-down meeting, or even a informal meeting where we stood around and said X, Y, and Z? No, there never was.
Mm-hmm.
But I can hear things that happen sometimes in the hallway. I can hear things that happen outside at times. So it's like, and I use this analogy with the attorney. It's like someone saying something to me about how many points LeBron James had last night. And I said, okay, right? I don't remember that because it's not important. And coming back 4 months later and saying, you recall having this conversation? No, I don't. So another protocol I put into place was, you want me to sign something, any department head or department wants me to sign something, give me a short summary of what it is. And I'm going to keep that. Because I'm not going to sit in front of an attorney again 4 months from now and say, hey, do you remember having this discussion or signing this document? So a lot of things will come across my desk, but it's important that I'm going to have a record. I'm keeping a record of what has come across my desk and that I've signed my name to.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Mill?
I have one last question, Mr. Mayor. Will you promise that, to the best of your ability, that you and your staff will not have any more political fallout in your office working hours while I'm up here on council?
Listen, I have never directed my employees during work hours to do anything for a campaign or political. So I can't control what other people do. Again, I believe that my assistant asked the other employee if they could do this, if they were capable of doing this. I believe that's what their intention was. And the employee, if you know the employee, is very handy and took that on kind of as a challenge. But yes, we don't have conversations. And you know, to the letter, you know, it's to the point where nobody wants to come in and even ask, how was your weekend? Nobody wants to do is talk at all. No socializing. They want to come in, not even be friends, and just sit there and do their work, and then they don't even want to go to city events afterwards. Everyone is walking on eggshells, and so I'm trying to control that as well, because that's not a healthy work environment. That is very toxic.
Mrs. Hagan.
I appreciate the fact that you said that you would take a lie detector test, but I think you need to have a meeting with every employee, city employee, and just say, you know what, this is enough. I am taking the helm, I am the mayor, and this is not going to happen again. You don't do non-city work on city time. And just make it a clear referendum. This is it. It ends now. You know, you can talk to everybody. Everybody can talk. Everybody can discuss their weekends, have normal chit-chat. But if an employee comes to you and to another employee and says, hey, can you do this for me? And it is not related to something that has to do with city government, you just flat out say no. And just, that's it. End of story. It should be that simple. But you are the mayor of the city. You need to be the leader to step up and say, I'm ending this now. We're going to do this training, all of us, so we all, department heads, myself, you know, you, and we're going to make this better.
Now, I've had those conversations and learned a lot over the last few months, believe me. The training, I sent that on, forwarded that on to my two assistants because I was sent out to department heads, but I felt that they should be involved as well. I did not know until tonight that there would be a separate training for all other employees, but I'm going to have my two assistants go to that mandatory training as well.
Mayor, I want to. You talked about the employees and saying that they come to work on eggshells. It wasn't council that did that, okay? That was your employees that did that. I'm looking at this public statement here, and it says these uncalled for investigations. Well, I don't think they're uncalled for. All right. It goes back to what Mr. Stoll said. Everybody knows right from wrong. I mean, you don't work on political campaign stuff when you're on the clock. There's a section here that says Mr. Shreve was aware of the golf ball gun concept, and it even suggested testing sites. What's his discipline? Okay? So, we as council didn't cause the eggshell atmosphere. That was the employees that caused it. But you're the leader of those employees.
So that's where, just like I spoke before on the first investigation, vicarious liability. You're solely responsible. Just like Mr. Shreve is solely responsible for his departments, the chief of police, the fire chief. So we as council did not cause the eggshell stuff. It was your employee that caused the eggshell stuff. And then to put out a public statement and act like the victim and take no responsibility is just appalling to me. And for that employee to attack other council members who's not said anything about that employee specifically is appalling also.
Well, walking on eggshells is not just related to the investigations. And let's be real frank here. Some council members did attack street department, planning department, building department, utilities department. So people have been walking on eggshells for quite a while. And so we're all in this boat trying to get to the same place together. And we all have to work together. And so if there's criticism of departments, that's one thing. Then you bring that to me and we will fix that. But that doesn't happen. There's council members who have, or still do, call this department over here with a question, get an answer. Then they'll call someone over here and not tell this person that they called this person and try to get a different answer. They play this game. And they come out and go, well, I heard this, and I read this, and someone gave me that. That's not conducive to good government either. So when people are walking on eggshells, it's for a variety of reasons. There are people looking for jobs that have nothing to do with the investigation. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to be in a toxic environment where they're getting talked about at city council for just doing their job. We are in the same boat trying to row in the same direction. And we could be darn powerful if we all work together. It doesn't mean we always have to agree on things or agree with each other, but working together to solve problems, right? And you throw an idea out, you slice it up, you chop it up to make it better. Tell me why it won't work. That's what we've always done. And it's always worked and it's always been beneficial to everyone, including the residents.
Mrs. Miller.
How many employees does Barberton have?
Roughly 220, 230?
254.
254 with seasonals?
200.
Part-time.
Okay. 254 okay. I only had 15 business we had, and it was hard enough to get 15 people to all understand what was going on and what they couldn't do to the county employees and what couldn't aggravate the county employees because they are the only people that can transfer your deed. But getting 254 educated will be difficult. And I would not like them walking on eggshells.
Well, and I am the mayor, right? And I will take the criticism, I will take the responsibility. I know that no matter what happens good in the city, myself, my administration will not get credit. I know anything that goes bad in the city, we will take the criticism and get kicked in the teeth about it. So I'll take the responsibility. But then let me do my job, right? If we want to keep talking about this every week, we can. It's not going to change anything. There's protocol being in place. HR directors put together mandatory training that now includes council as well. So we can keep talking about it every week. It's not going to change anything. And if you want to know what's going on, you want a little more in depth, then let's meet and talk about it. But I don't believe this is the right place to constantly talk about it, right? We can if you want.
We haven't talked about this one,
have we? No, we have not. I called for a special meeting, but it went ignored. Mrs. Miller, we've discussed this as much as we need to probably discuss it. One question I have, and that's been asked of me, is how do we recoup this $15,000? So we know it was forwarded to the Attorney General's office. If they come back and they say, oh, well, we can't do anything for you, where can we go from there?
I don't think there is anywhere to go from there. I think that, you know, we have an entire police department whose salary is based on investigating wrongdoing, right? And that's a cost.
Correct.
I you know, the employees that were involved were disciplined, and that's what can happen. At this point, I don't know what else.
Is there any type of citizen action that could take place?
I am not aware of one as I stand here right now. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Moore?
Just real quick. I do want to say that, Mayor, thank you for following the discipline actions. I think that was new news tonight. Both the discipline actions that happened, I think that resolved a lot of my concern. So thank you.
Anybody else having any? Can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
Seconded.
All right, motion by Rebecca, second by Dallas. We are adjourned at 6:39.
Could I ask for a breath?